The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare. Called Your Best Healthcare Now, it's available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade, the former editor of Money and George magazines, and a, or possibly the, senior advisor to healthcare.com. Are you still doing that?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, and plus he's writing and he's busy.
I'm a busy
but,
guy.
But here he is. So I will just say, other than that, hi, Frank. Obviously,
hi, Jill.
We're in the vaccine biz, so.
Yeah, we need to talk about vaccines. But I've got some good news, at least some good news, and then some troubling news about COVID-19 and on the vaccine side. So Carol and I finally got our first shots. We got them on Monday, and it was a positive experience. I'll describe it. We had to drive 90 minutes to the Pratt & Whitney airfield in East Haven. That's the biggest site now in Connecticut. But once we got there, we were in and out in 1 hour, which is awfully good. And we had to get in line as we drove up, and there was a worker there, checked out our appointment. Then we were directed to one of the six lanes of cars, and we just waited in our car. I mean, we had to fill out a form, very simple form. What they're looking for is complications. So if you have severe allergies, have ever had an anaphylactic shock from your allergies, then they want to be sure and watch you very carefully. So the key question is, have you ever used an EpiPen? Well, Carol and I have never done that, so we were fine. Then you just roll forward, okay? Just slowly, 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 until you get to a nursing station. And then at the station, the nurse checked out our forms, fine, no EpiPen problems, checked again to make sure that we had our appointment, we were who we were by our appointment. She didn't ask for any identification, not even a driver's license, which I got to tell you, I was kind of disappointed. I mean, Carol and I had pulled together, we had our passports, we had our birth certificates, we had tax receipts to prove we're Connecticut residents, because this is only open in this state to Connecticut residents. Anyway, no, we didn't need anything. And then with me in the driver's seat and Carol right behind me, we just rolled down our windows, we rolled up our sleeves, and we got the shot right there. And it was completely, for me, absolutely painless. For Carol, she felt a little soreness. She thought there was a little bump and a little bruise, but nothing serious at all. Then the nurse put a cone, you know, that you do sometimes when you drive into a place to get your car fixed. They put a cone on the car, and she scribbled the time of our shot. It's very interesting, because then we drove ahead to another lane, and we waited 15 minutes to make sure we didn't have any adverse effects. And the person at that station could tell by looking at the cone that our 15 minutes were up, and then off we went. Now, there was another lane off to the right with a sign that says, if you're not feeling well, pull over right over here. I don't think I saw more than five cars there. So I'd have to say it was relatively easy breezy. I'm going into detail because that's reassuring. Because right now, if you call the Connecticut hotline, by the way, I'm going to give you the number in a minute, so grab a pencil. You call the Connecticut hotline, you get directed to an appointment at Pratt & Whitney. That's the only site open from that hotline. The state is going to be adding three more major vaccine sites off that hotline number, but they haven't been announced yet. So the experience was, if it's Pratt & Whitney, you're going to be fine. Now, contrast that with the nightmare stories that we're hearing from all around the country. You know, a pal of mine, a big-time lawyer named Jerry Chaliff, called me from L.A., and he and his wife, Pat, just got vaccinated at Dodger Stadium in L.A., okay? Now, he got into an endless line. So I don't know if you know Dodger Stadium. It's down in a ravine. So if you go right, you go down the hill. If you go left, you go up the hill. Every time he thought he was going to make a right, he had to make a left. He was in that line for 2.5 hours in his car, rolling slowly to get the shot. And he has allergies, severe allergies, and they just waved him home after he had the shot. As he's driving home, like 20 minutes later, he got a notice on his phone saying, okay, you're free to go home. So look, compare that experience with Pratt & Whitney. Count yourself lucky that we have Pratt & Whitney as working as well as it is right now. Now, the goal at Pratt & Whitney is to get to 1,000 a day. I think the first week they did about 3,000 for the entire week. So they want to get to 1,000 a day. We'll see how it works, because we've got to go back there on February 15th for a second shot, and we'll see if it's ramping up. So, Joe, this makes sense so far?
Oh yeah, it totally makes sense. Yes, it makes sense. Carry on.
Okay.
I'm just gonna say the feedback complications I am hearing about come from the second go round.
Yeah.
Just separately. Well, and that's just empirical, and that's not everybody. The thing is, you know, each individual is an individual.
Sure. Well, you know, the worry is, will they have the second shot? Will the supply be there?
Well,
Now, we were guaranteed that they wouldn't have given us the first shot. They weren't guaranteeing a second. Look, we will see. Okay. Now, in the meanwhile, if you haven't gotten your shots and you're wondering if you're eligible to get your shots, in all the tri-state area, all three states, you've got to be patient. But you also have to be you've got to show some perseverance you've got to get registered for an appointment. Then you actually have to get a date for the appointment, and then you have to get there and get the shot. So it doesn't happen overnight. So right now they're beginning with people over 75. That's us. That's going to be followed very quickly in February by people over 65. And by the way, that's, as I've reported before, that's 90% of the people who died are over the age of 65. So that helps tremendously once we're all vaccinated. Then people with medical issues like diabetes or cancer will be getting their shots. And then people in congregate settings like shelters and nursing homes. Then the essential workers, the teachers and the policemen. But that stretches all the way out to March. The eligibility varies state to state. So you got to see if you're eligible. So best advice, use your state.gov, okay? So ny.gov or ct.gov, and then Connecticut, then COVID or vaccine. And it depends on the state, but it'll work if you put in the magic words. Up pops the information about whether you're eligible. You might even get an appointment right at that spot, or they'll promise to get back to you in a day or two. Here are the phone numbers. Grab a pencil. In Connecticut, you don't need online. You can phone. Call 877-918-2224. New York, 833-697-4VAX. That's 4829. Massachusetts, you just dial 211. You'll get directed to the vaccine line. You can also call the hospital chains, big ones that you think are likely to have supply, and make a date directly with them. They want the relationship. They get, you know, $15 to $20 a vaccine from the state or from the feds. They want a relationship with you. So you can try that too. But look, Jill, the other thing we have to talk about here is the grim reality. This virus is mutating, and I'm not sure, a lot of experts doubt, that we're vaccinating fast enough to stop the new variants. That are at least 50% more contagious, and they seem resistant to at least some of our vaccines, if not all. This may lead to the schools closing down again in March, unfortunately, no more in class. New York City, Cuomo's trying to open it up. They'll have to close it down again, New York City and the state.
Is it more contagious for children? Is that what you're saying?
No, they're just worried that it's going to be so spread in the community that they'll just have to. They won't have staff. They won't have teachers. It'll be too dangerous.
So
they might have to close the schools down again. There are three variants. One is from UK, and that's already in 28 states. Another one is coming from South Africa. That's already in South Carolina, a couple of people. And there's a case from Brazil, and that's in Minnesota right now.
That was the most recent one I heard about.
Yeah, and it's the most dangerous. And it seems our vaccines will not control the Brazilian one very well at all. Now, Moderna has already said it may need to create a booster vaccine just for Brazil. Now, that means instead of two shots that give you 95% immunity, that's the Pfizer and the Moderna that we've got out there now, people will need a third shot for Brazil. You have to go back again.
All right. Well, let's stop for 1 second because we've got 5 minutes left. And what I am particularly curious about is now how does this work with flu shots? Not the vaccine, but we know that it's just understood. I believe. Please correct me if I'm wrong. That when you go for a flu shot, it's what is it, 65-70%?
No, not even. No, a regular flu shot is you're lucky if it's over 50.
Okay, so you're working with a regular flu shot for over 50, and you're working with this virus, which and I haven't heard lethality reports about these new variants. I've heard contagion, but not lethality.
They're worried about Brazil, UK not so bad, South Africa. Maybe okay. But Brazil is the worrisome one. And so if you have to create a shot just for Brazil, that's a third shot, right? You could go back in line and get it again.
And also, is that a Johnson one or a Johnson, two?
Johnson & Johnson just announced it has a one shot. You don't need two shots like you do with the others. One shot. But it's only about 70% effective from the variants in the United States now, the dominant ones, okay? Which is not the UK one. It's only about 50% effective from the variants from outside the United States now. So if those strains become the dominant strains, Johnson & Johnson will be just like a flu shot, right? Not great at all. And some experts said we've already lost this race between how fast can we vaccinate and how quickly are these variants multiplying. You can expect, this is so grim to report, you're going to expect another 100,000 people to die. That brings us to over 500,000 people probably in the next few months. And it could be even worse if something like the Brazilian strain or even a worse one becomes the dominant strain in the country. The other big worry right now, there are all kinds of short supply, as you indicated, people going back for the second shot and there's nothing there.
The situation in my case was the person got sick from the second one. They were fine for the first one and then they got really sick. This is a healthcare worker who was not delighted to discover that she had that stuck out, but that doesn't, that's not everybody. That's an individual situation.
Yeah,
but this is someone.
I hadn't heard that.
So I am.
Before.
That's what I am. That's what I'm conveying. It's not that. Oh, you couldn't get it. It's like, now I'm sick.
Well, there you are, because there's a poll. The most recent poll I saw, only 47% of the people say that they want the shot right now. Line up. I want it just like Carol and I did. Another 30% say they want to wait and see what happens. You guys are the guinea pigs. Hey, you guys okay? Well, then I'll come and get it later. And then you've got all the rest who say, even if it's mandated for work, they don't want to take it. So reaching community immunity, which is the goal here, is to get more than 70% of the population vaccinated effectively, is a challenge. It's going to be a major challenge. And until we get to a complete immunity here, or 75-80% immunity, we've got a real worry about this COVID-19. It's deadly, and it does all kinds of harm to your life, to your style of life, to the ability to send your kids to school, to your ability to go to work, not worried about getting the vaccine on the way or there. We had a good experience, but there were some tough days still ahead.
Right, and I just do think that we need to mention in the 54 seconds left that that there is a 99.9 for people under 65, 99.9 something percent survival rate. So I just think that as people investigate this. They need to factor that in.
Yes, that is true. But what's unknown is this lingering effect of the COVID. A lot of 40% of the people don't even feel it. Then you've got a whole other bunch of people who don't end up in the hospital, obviously. But there's also these people who get these lingering effects. So 6-7 months later, they're still not feeling right. look, you don't want to get the COVID. You got it. You don't want this virus. So people are wearing double masks. Okay. You don't necessarily have to go to that length, but stay far away from people, even with a mask. And what am I talking about? 10 feet away. Okay. Carry your mask with you at all times. And don't go into a store where someone is not wearing a mask. And if somebody enters that store without a mask, get out of there. Especially these highly contagious ones, you only need a couple of minutes of contact with somebody who may not realize they're asymptomatic that they're actually spreading this virus and you can get it. Don't get the virus. Wear your mask.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and senior advisor to healthcare.com. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable health care to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. Also, look for his book, Your Best Health Care Now, available online, in store, and on my desk.